Be joined on the line by Shane Murphy, your All Cancer host. Good afternoon, Shane. How are you?
Good afternoon, Eric. I'm good. And yourself?
Very good, thanks. Very good. Just a quick statistic there, because we're going to talk about depression today. According to worldwide projections from the World Health Organization, by 2030, the amount of disability and life lost from depression will surpass that from war, accidents, cancer, stroke and heart disease. That is a staggering statement.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I mean, they're talking now at the moment that one in five people, so for every fifth person you know, someone is suffering from depression. And I suppose a lot of those statistics that we have at the moment would be in pre-pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So I would imagine during this pandemic, and definitely I see more and more of it with my clients, people who are suffering and struggling with depression. And I suppose depression is kind of a word that people, when they hear it, like it just sends shivers through their body. You know, it's just the thought of actually being depressed.
Yeah, like I suppose depression was always a kind of a thing that was kind of swept under the carpet, or kind of people didn't talk about it, or didn't want to talk about it, or if they had friends or someone that didn't want to, that had it, you know, it was kind of put aside. I suppose first of all, Shane, define depression. What exactly is it?
Well, depression is a mood disorder. So, I mean, people need to realize that. It's actually, you know, we all have different moods that go on.
Mm-hmm.
So depression is actually defined as a mood disorder. It affects how you feel, think and behave, and can lead to a variety of emotional and physical problems. You know, you have trouble with your normal day-to-day activities, and sometimes you feel like life isn't worth living.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I think that sums it all up. You know, I have a lot of clients who suffer from depression, and they generally feel that life isn't worth living.
And Shane, is that the same for everybody, or is there different levels of depression, or can it be all lumped in into one bucket, or what way does it work like that?
Well, there are different levels. There are people, like, I mean, like, there's people who are just living, can live a day-to-day living with just having depression in their life,
mm-hmm.
and actually accept it's part of them. And then most people can be lumped into one kind of depression mood. Like, I mean, as one of my clients described it to me, like that his world is completely flat and it just dips down. So his world is completely flat. He couldn't see it going up. In a way, like
Done.
His level would go up and his would just be flat and going down always rather than coming back up. So living in that kind of, some people can actually just cope and live like that, and that's the best that they can hope for. But I suppose, you know, what I'm saying is there's more to it. You know, I suppose one of the things that you'd hear a lot about is if you say to someone, oh, I'm feeling very depressed today, people would say, just snap out of it.
Yes.
It's not as simple as that. And something we do, us Irish do an awful lot, you know, if someone says, oh, I'm not feeling the best today, or I'm tired today, or I'm feeling sad today, they say, just snap out of it. The sun is shining behind. And it's not as simple as just snapping out of it. You know what I mean? It causes an awful lot of sadness, you know. It was, you know, the different feelings that people would be feeling would be sad, they might have angry burst outs, they have a loss of interest in normal activities.
Shay, and what causes depression, or is it a chemical imbalance, or is it just life circumstances can get someone down? How does it manifest?
Well, it usually manifests itself from us suppressing our feelings and our emotions.
Really, yeah?
Majority of people from actually, you know, that they actually, you know, as we've talked about different emotions, but I mean, suppressing your feelings and emotions can have a negative effect on your body and on your mind. You know, I mean, we've talked bits and pieces about this over the last few months, but, you know, I suppose I'm really talking about the serious stuff here, that when you do suppress your feelings and your emotions, it causes depression, it causes anxiety, and it causes this feeling of worthlessness in you. You know, and if it's not treated, you know, it can lead to suicide. It can lead to us, our clients who've literally locked themselves inside their house and not let them out. And I suppose I really want to draw attention to this at the moment because of the pandemic, and because we're a year into it now at this stage,
People
are really starting to feel it. I see more and more people who are struggling to just leave their house, you know, and they're feeling this sadness, they're feeling this just complete anxiety, you know, that this overwhelming feeling of depression, I suppose.
Yeah, because I try to put myself in someone's shoes like that, and the best way I could describe it for, you know, now I'm going to be way off the mark here, like, because depression is very much worse, but for us, we'll say that living whatever we call a normal life at the moment. We're just, every week for us at the moment is the same. There's like Groundhog Day, but you know, we've no holidays to look forward to. We've no going out for a meal to look forward to, or going for a pint, or, you know, doing these things that we used to do every day. And to me, I suppose that is a kind of an analogy of what depression would feel like. You know, it's just, you're doing the same thing day in, day out, and you seem to be getting nowhere, very flat, as you said earlier on, without something to look forward to. So obviously depression is a lot worse, but that was me just trying to put myself in their shoes and kind of saying, yeah, if depression is anything like this, it must be awful.
Well, I suppose if we're going to put ourselves in anyone's shoes, we put ourselves in Robin Williams' shoes.
Yeah.
He died from depression, from suicide, in August 2014, so six years ago. And if anyone thinks of Robin Williams, they think of someone that was happy. You know, all his films were happy. You know, I mean, I suppose Patch Adams is probably the most closest anyone came to kind of seeing a little bit of who he was.
Right.
It was about keeping, you know, it was inside in the ward, you know, and he was a doctor, but, you know, he was a clown, you know, inside trying to help. But he could see when he wasn't being a clown, you could see that he was sad. You could see, I mean, he suffered, it's come out now that he suffered from depression all his life.
Yeah.
And he just couldn't pull himself out of it. Like, and I think for me, even, it was such a major shock that he had died. And then it was another, even more of a shock to die from the way he died, because of depression, because he suffered it for all his life. And this is what I was talking to you about earlier on, about the fact that some people can actually just live with depression, and sometimes it just gets too overwhelming. And what happened to Robin Williams, you know?
Yeah.
He generally, I think a lot of people all over the world were completely shocked and completely taken back from it. And I do think that his death has really brought an attention onto depression. People that are actually now looking at it and thinking, this is an actual mental health, this is a mental disorder, that's something that can actually, and it can be fixed. You know, I mean, you know, there's two forms of ways we fix that. One is you can go on antidepressants. And I, you know, I do advocate, I don't 100% advocate them, because, you know, they're just, you know, in my opinion, you need to take them, but you need to fix the problem. So you go into a psychotherapist to actually talk about what's going on for you, mm-hmm. about your feelings. And obviously an antidepressant will help you as you move along with it, you know. But I mean, you, like, the key really is to talk about it, to talk about what's going on for you. It's usually something from your childhood or something that has triggered to you in the present at the moment, where you really are struggling with what's happening to you in the now, struggling with you, what's going on now. You know, as I said to you, we really are, I can see more and more people suffering from depression at the moment, and it shouldn't be a taboo word. It should be a word that we should all talk about. We should all be just literally saying, if someone says to you that you're depressed, you talk to them and you actually say to them to get help.
Yeah.
They can't fix this on their own. They need to talk to somebody. They need to talk to a doctor. They need to talk to a psychotherapist. They need to talk to somebody and get whatever support that they need to actually fix this. It is as big a pandemic as the pandemic, with the amount of people that are actually struggling with it now.
And is it as simple, is it as simple as talking to someone that can alleviate a lot of these problems?
Yeah, no doubt in my mind. I work as a psychotherapist. I have no doubt in my mind that it's as simple as talking to someone, trying to figure out what's going on in your head that doesn't feel right. You know, look, for severe cases, you know, antidepressants help, and in conjunction with someone from psychotherapy, you know, will actually help you and alleviate it. And I suppose one of the key things about depression is you feel like you're alone, you feel like there's no one else that knows what you're feeling. And if you talk to somebody about it, you actually start understanding, okay, what I'm feeling, this feeling of huge amount of overwhelmness, of sadness, can be sorted, can be helped, can be fixed, that I'm not the only one that can feel that. 1 in 5 people before the pandemic was struggling with depression. I would say 1 in 3. That's only a hazard guess now at this stage, but if you see the most of the clients that are coming into me, and the continuous word that they're saying is this overwhelmness of sadness. This sadness that I just literally can't break out of. This sadness that on a day like yesterday, if you were in Yall and you're still feeling sad, that can't be right, you know? I mean, there must be something going on for you. If you actually look out the window and saw the day that we had, no matter where you are in Ireland, you look out the window, you see the blue skies and the sun shining after the week we've had, and you still feel sad. This, like, unless you've been through depression, you really don't understand the level of this sadness, the lethargicness that you literally, you know, you literally lock yourself inside and you literally can't pull yourself out of it. And when you're in completely wrapped in depression. What you're doing is you're thinking about things from the past. You're bringing up all the negative thoughts and feelings.
Yes.
And they're like a washing machine inside you, and they're just churning up, and they're just causing. And like, I mean, when you think about it, when you're telling yourself that I'm not worthy, that I'm not good enough, and you're feeling a huge amount of guilt about something from your past, you're actually causing a body trauma to yourself. You're causing this, you know, this feeling. You know what it's like when you feel really, really sad, and you can actually feel lethargic, no strength in your body.
Yeah.
You can't get out of bed. It's just, and then once you get into that kind of a routine, you're just literally stuck in it. And it's very hard to pull yourself out of it when you're completely stuck in it.
Yeah, and I suppose it's safe to say, like, most people will, I won't say suffer from depression at some level, but they'll have days when they're like that. I mean, you probably wouldn't call it depression, but every one of us at some stage have had days like that, or a couple of days in a row where you just, you know, it's just, God, how do I get out of here? Like, but as I say, if you're lucky enough to talk to someone, or someone spots that early enough, you know, you can kind of, it kind of eases that burden on your...
Well, I suppose the big thing is to kind of notice in yourself, you know, we're all allowed to have sad days. We're all allowed to have days that we just literally feel like doing nothing. And they're perfectly fine. Absolutely no fine. But when you have a continuous feeling of sadness within you...
But, like, if you're like that, Shane, like, are you going to admit there's something wrong with you, or admit there's something not quite right, or do you just dig yourself a bigger hole?
Well, this is why you and I are talking about this now, Eric, on the radio.
Yeah.
There are people out there at the moment that are feeling like this. My own purpose of actually talking about this today on the radio is that if there's people out there that are continuously feeling sad, A, you are not alone. There are other people. 1 in 5 people that you know are suffering from what you feel. This continuous feeling of sadness can be fixed. You reach out. Talk to me. Talk to whoever.
Mm-hmm.
Reach out to a family member and say, you know what? You know, that fella on the radio was talking about this sadness. I've actually been feeling that the last few weeks.
Yeah.
I think I might need to talk to someone about it. Because, you know, people get to the final where they actually say, I can't go on, I can't live with this. And you know, we don't want people to get to that stage. Everybody can be helped. Everybody can be cured. This is not something that is inevitable. This feeling, because if you can imagine living a life, weeks upon months of feeling complete.
Yes, absolutely, must be awful, yeah.
A client that felt just complete flatness in their life, never felt joy, never felt happiness. And when you get stuck into that rut of it, you literally get to the end of it and go, I can't carry on. So I want to reach out to people today on the radio and say to them, if you're feeling like this, reach out. You're not alone. There are other people out there that have felt what you feel and have got better.
Mm-hmm.
Please reach out, because I generally feel like, I mean, they're all talking about it. You know, Micheál Martin, everyone on the radio is talking about mental health problems. Yes, mental health problems are going to be huge after this pandemic. But we're living in it at the moment, and people are feeling sad.
Yeah.
They don't have to feel sad. Reach out. I don't mind. You talk to your doctor. Talk to somebody. Talking is the most important thing. And us Irish are very good at talking.
And Shane, and a lot of people might think, you know, like, who, like, I can't talk to my relatives, I can't talk to friends or anything like that. Who can I talk to? Like, but there is loads and loads and loads of people out there now, trained to do this, phone lines, you know, that you know, like there's the likes of yourselves in the Royal Cancer House there, I presume, like the likes of the Samaritans, Pieta House, all these people, like, they do amazing work, and most of their work is just talking to someone that, you know, that might feel depressed or whatever like that, and something that they can, at least when they're going to those people, they're going to train people that can ease that burden that we're talking about all the time. And as you said, it's just make contact, talk to somebody.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You know, people ask me, you know, what is the advantage of going to a psychotherapist? The advantage of going to the psychotherapist is, first of all, you know, that if you're talking to somebody that's a stranger, someone that is actually not your friend. And one of the things that people worry about feeling depressed and not talking to a loved one about it is that they don't want to burden them with their feelings, what's going on for them. They don't want to make them sad because they're sad. But if you talk to someone that's trained, that's qualified, I went to college for 5 years, you don't need to worry about what you tell me. It will not affect me. I'm trained at this.
Mm-hmm.
No, and the other big thing there is confidentiality. We have 100% confidentiality. The only person that can actually ask me, you know, to tell people what went on in my notes is a judge.
Really, yeah.
So we're sworn, you know, there's no way we can tell anyone anything.
Yeah.
You give us permission to tell us. They're the two key things. Believe it or not, talking to a stranger that you know that what you're going to tell, and bear in mind what you're feeling is that literally that I can't tell anyone this. This is really dark. This is and this is what you're telling yourself. Bear in mind, it's not as dark as they think it is.
Yeah.
Feeling that way.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people are really feeling that what they're feeling, they couldn't tell anyone. This is horrible. I can't tell anyone. But they can tell me. I'm a stranger. I'm qualified at this. They don't need to worry that I am going to be affected by what they're saying.
And I suppose, Shane, what's important as well, very important just to stress as well, that those people won't be judged.
No. No. And I mean, that is definitely the key that we have to talk to people. You're dead right there, Eric.
Yeah.
Being judged is one of the things that we all struggle with. To be judged by what we're feeling, that
yeah.
we're feeling not right.
Yeah. Okay, Shane, we'll leave it at that. So thank you very much. Again, they can contact or call into the Yall Council House anytime, yeah?
Yeah, they can, yeah.
And if you want to talk to Shane about anything at all that you're worried about, he'd be more than welcome to talk to you. Okay, Shane, thank you very much indeed. Pleasure as always.
Thank you. All right, bye.
Cheers, bye-bye.